This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Tell me why I always need to survive off your love. Every time you fire at me, it kills all the fun. Kills all the fun. Everything goes in line. It's a new drop of blood from the sky.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
It does not matter who the host is. It never has and never will. Anyways, how are you? Today's Monday, March the 11th. Yeah, coming straight out of Mario Day, just in case, of 2024, day 71st of the year. And only 295 days remaining. Yes, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
So there you go. We're hanging out on Radio Big, doing our thing, hanging out. All the fun stuff. Yeah, if you were in Orlando over the weekend, it was a pretty big weekend in regards of music events, some Ava Max action on Saturday. Just in case you were looking, Queen Latifah was here last night. This was all just at Universal Studios, so I mean, it was some stuff if you were hanging out over there. And I'm not plugging Universal Studios. I love me some Universal Studios. Let's not lie here, but just saying. And I'll explain why I'm not plugging it a little bit later. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking and doing our thing. So you could be potentially suffering of a Oscar hangover. Yeah, the Academy Awards were last night. So a lot of people were hanging out and doing all their kind of good thing as they do the stuff during the Academy Awards. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff to talk about it. I'm sure we'll talk about a good chunk of it in hour two and three. Because we talk about entertainment and news over there, just in case. So anyways, let's talk about what we do on this show. We talk about safety. We talk about the news. We talk about news and safety, which becomes a little weird thing for some. But that's okay. That's cool. Because we talk about those things. Also, on the other side of the equation. On the other side of the equation. As we talk and hang out, well, you can interact. You can do some stuff. We can do some things together. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process. Call in radio. Yeah, that's callinradio.com. All you have to do is go to your favorite web browser, put in callinradio.com, and that will give you a chance to do an audio message, a video message, a text message, and get it our general direction. I will tell you, some people do not love that it is not a straight phone number. And we had a phone number for a long period of time, and it worked well. I'm not saying it didn't. But then it got to the point where it was like, okay, technology is advancing. We have some other options that are available, and this just kind of gives you everything. And pretty much everybody carries a cell phone with them. So I figured, hey, we can do it that way, and just go from there. So there you go. Anyway, so with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we talk about what was trending, officials investigate a mysterious balloon wreck site in Alaska. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Donatella Versace suffered a fashion emergency at an LGBT event over the weekend. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. This Harry Potter star thinks adult fans of a franchise need to get over it. We'll talk about that in some casting calls. Should I talk about this? Yeah, let's talk about it. Hulu announces the premiere date of season 5 of The Kardashians. I guess that's important for some. I mean, cool. I mean, you watch. You do you. You do you. You do you. And an unidentified driver crashed into the front gates of Buckingham Palace over the weekend. We'll talk about that as we get into some Royale information. I don't mean some Royale with cheese. You know, this is what happens. That's what goes to my head right away. So this morning, listen, I have Jim Forbes waiting. Yeah. Jim Forbes is waiting for me in regards that he's ready to tell you what the hell's going on with the news. So I'm ready to give it over to Jim Forbes because this is some exciting times, some level of change, some things going down. So if you're interested, I'm interested. So let's get into the news right now and we'll get rolling, bowling, right it.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio. I'm Jim Forbes. Hollywood's biggest night is in the books. Oppenheimer was the evening's top winner, securing 7 Oscars out of 13 nominations during the 96th Annual Academy Awards. The historical epic scored Best Picture, Director, Actor, Supporting Actor, Original Score, Cinematography, and Film Editing. Actors Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr., alongside director Christopher Nolan, took home their first ever Oscar wins. Poor Things star Emma Stone won her 2nd Oscar for Best Actress, and Best Supporting Actress went to Divine Joy Randolph for her role in The Holdovers. 4 adults and 1 child are dead after a small plane crashed in Virginia on Sunday. The private jet crashed in the woods near Englesfield Airport in Hot Springs. That's about 3 hours outside of Richmond. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the cause of the crash. The brother of an LSU women's basketball player is under arrest after jumping onto the court during a brawl that broke out in the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game against South Carolina. Chris Caraggio has the very latest.
The altercation started with just over 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter when LSU's Aflaze Johnson was called for an intentional foul and was then knocked to the floor by South Carolina's Camila Cardoso. Johnson's brother was escorted off the court in handcuffs by police after he jumped out over the press box onto the court. The remainder of the game was played 5-on-5 when all other players on both teams were ejected for leaving the bench. South Carolina went on to beat LSU 79-72.
And a documentary on the rock band Bon Jovi is debuting on Hulu in April. Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story will tell the story of the band's 40-year career. I'm Jim Forbes.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
For Feature Story News in Singapore, I'm Patrick Falk. Japan's marking the 13th anniversary of the Fukushima disaster, which killed 18,000 people, as the country's also looking to restart nuclear stations idled since the earthquake and tsunami. An army vessel is en route to the coast of Gaza for the construction of a temporary pier, according to the U.S. military, to deliver humanitarian aid. And Joe Biden's re-election campaign says it raised $10 million a day after his State of the Union address, where he accused Donald Trump of threatening democracy. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt is defending her attack on President Biden in her State of the Union response. Britt shared the story of a young woman she met who was a victim of human trafficking between 2004 and 2008, using the woman's experience to attack Biden.
She is a victims' right advocate who is telling this is what drug cartels are doing. This is how they're profiting off of women. And it is disgusting. And so I am hopeful that it brings some light to it and we can actually do something about human trafficking and that's what the media actually decides to cover.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Britt said while the incident did not happen under Biden's watch, it's emblematic of his current border policy. She said the president's executive actions have invited the crisis at the border and human trafficking is up. Britt's rebuttal Thursday night painted a dark picture for the future of the U.S. under President Biden. A Brooklyn man is charged with attempted murder after allegedly shoving his girlfriend in front of an oncoming train. Jacqueline Carl has the very latest.
Police say the 29-year-old woman had to have both her feet amputated after her boyfriend allegedly pushed her in front of a southbound 3 train at the Fulton Street station during a heated argument around 10:30 Saturday morning. Officials say the woman is alert and in stable condition at Bellevue Hospital. This comes just days after Governor Kathy Hochul ordered hundreds of National Guard members and police to patrol the subways.
And the U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips the Caribbean nation. The U.S. Southern Command says American military forces are assisting the operation and helping provide security at the request of the State Department. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince to safety. I'm Jim Forbes.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/one small step, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/one small step. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, that's what we're about, doing all those fun things. Anyways, 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Oh, yes, so let's start getting into it right away. All of the craziness that was going on. The U.S. Department evacuated non-essential American personnel from the embassies in Haiti over the weekend as a gang revolt threatened to take control of the country. Yeah, prison breaks have freed incarcerated gang members to join the rank that filed that file on the street, where the Washington Post reports that there was violence and has killed hundreds, and hospitals are closed. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal reports that the gang leader Guy Philippi seeks to take power. He led the attempted coup back in 2004 and eventually shut down by the American intervention. He later spent 6 years in prison in the United States on drug charges, and now he's angling to take power amid the chaos. The violence expanded last week, perhaps by design, when Haitian President Ariel Henry left the country to firm up military support in Kenya. Unconfirmed reports suggest that Henry had made it to the United States by Sunday and was making the effort to charter a flight back to Haiti, but gangs have seized control over major airports in the capital. So there you go. This is according to the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. So there you go. I don't know what to say. I mean, I look at some of this stuff and go, how crazy do some of these things get? But I don't know. I'm just a dude here. I'm just a dude talking about things that other dudes are doing and some gals and stuff like that. So there you go. Anyways, Australian vineyards are aggressively killing the grapevines as global demand of cheap red wines produced down under has shrunk aggressively in the recent years. Australian winemakers reportedly have 2 years worth of production already stored in spooling, leading to wineries selling their product at a loss as a result of oversupply. As example, the cost of a ton of red grapes used in popular reds fell from $659. Are you ready for this? For $304 Australian in the last 3 years. In some cases, the destruction has destroyed the generation-old vineyards. One owner tells CNN it's hard for growers to look out back the window and see the pile of dirt instead of the vines that have been there for a long time. This is according to CNN, just in case if you were wondering. Also, in some other news, let's talk about this real quick. Elon Musk last week said that he would not be making a donation to either main presidential candidate in 2024, days after the news about his attendance at the meeting with former President Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago leaked. Turns out the Republican National Committee arranged the meeting in hopes that Musk would speak at the party's nominating convention in Milwaukee in July. Milwaukee, what a place, huh? Musk also could keep his pledge and end up shoveling some money at a third-party organization that supports one candidate over the other. This is according to CNBC, so there you go. You know, it's going to get weird. We always talk about this when we start getting into these years. And I mean, even if we, before we were doing straight Rated R, you know, we talked about how weird politics get. And, you know, every 4 years, it's a fun time, especially the closer we get towards the end of the year. Anyways, fishermen off the coast of Alaska say that they have recovered a large balloon that and a payload last week at the Department of Defense is investigating. No official confirmation or denial that the balloon had spying capabilities similar to those discovered eventually that shot down over the United States last year. Multiple government agencies are reportedly analyzing the wreckage, which is being held at the military base outside of Anchorage. This is according to USA Today. So there you go. Also, Kiki, yeah, has gone viral on TikTok for repeated singing of the chorus of Earth, Wind, and Fire song September. His owner shared a video. Yeah, a video. By the way, Kiki's a dog. But I just wanted to make sure that we referenced that. Of singing. Hold on. Is it a dog or is it a bird? I don't know. It's an animal. Let's leave it that way. Singing the bird official TikTok page over the weekend, along with the caption that reads, "It's 7 a.m. and the clip garnered over 21 million views. 21 million likes in 48 hours. By the way, according to his owner, Kiki has been belting out tunes on repeat for 4 years now. It'd be time to get rid of it. There you go. I don't know. That's weird. It's weird, weird. You know, it's weird. Let's talk about the box office real quick because some people are going to care about that. At number 10 was Wonka with $600,000. YOLO at number 9 with $840,000. At number 8 was Migration with $1.1 million. At number 7 was Madam Web with $1.2 million. At number 6 was Ordinary Angels, $2 million. At number 5 was Bob Marley, One Love with $4 million. At number 4 was Cabrini, $7.5 million. At number 3, Imaginary, $10 million. At number 2, already falling down. There you go. June Part 2 with $46 million. And at the number 1 spot, I would have never guessed this, Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, Kung Fu Panda, numero uno in the box office. So there you go. Anyways, I think it's time to talk about that business stuff that we do. So let's go ahead and bring in some Erin Royal and let her tell us about some money matters.
Job growth rose more than expected in February. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said it's a positive sign.
We're seeing very strong job growth. A year or so ago, who would have expected that we could be averaging over 250,000 new jobs a month and yet seeing inflation come down?
The Labor Department says 275,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month. The unemployment rate rose 0.2% to nearly 4% in February. Most of the job gains were in healthcare, food services, and social assistance. Average hourly wages for Americans edged up 5 cents to $34.57. An electric vehicle manufacturer is pausing construction on its $5 billion Georgia factory. Katie Gray has the details.
On Thursday, Rivian Automotive's announcing its move to halt the billion-dollar project in an effort to get its new midsize SUV to customers faster and with fewer costs. The company tells Atlanta News First it's aiming to save time and money by producing the first line of the SUVs at its existing factory in Illinois instead of the Georgia facility. Georgia Commissioner of Labor Bruce Thompson says that the state could still benefit from the future project.
That project may not be a future Rivian project, but it certainly could be something else. But we don't like to see what happened, but at the same time, I don't think it was an investment or getting in bed with the wrong individuals.
I'm Katie Gray.
President Biden is weighing in on a bill that could ban TikTok in the U.S.
If they pass it, I'll sign it.
That's what he told reporters Friday. The bill would make TikTok's parent company ByteDance divest from the app or face a ban in America. House lawmakers have moved quickly on the legislation, which advanced out of committee this week. TikTok opposed the bill, calling it an outright ban of the app, no matter how much the authors try to disguise it. Consumer and business news, Erin Royal, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Erin Royal, for that. So let's make sure that I have some good understanding here. Rivian is not opening a production facility because they're having a hard time producing vehicles. So to spend more time in producing vehicles, they're going to focus on one production facility instead of having two? Did I get that right? So if you have two places doing the same thing, it won't be as quick as one place doing the one thing that both places were supposed to do. I think that's what it was. Yeah, I got it. Okay, cool. Anyways, let's talk about the numbers real quick. The Dow lost about 68 points to close at 38,722 on Friday. The S&P lost about 33 points to close at 5,123. And the NASDAQ lost about 188 points to close at 16,084. West Texas Intermediate closed at $77 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $81 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.39 on Sunday. And Bitcoin clawed its way back over $69,000 on Sunday as well. There was more than 5,680 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, and about 340 such cancellations. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $735 million jackpot or a $356.7 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing, you ready for this? $532 million or a $260.1 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, now it's time to play. So there you go. A lot of stuff, little time, things to talk about, no doubt about that. So take a listen to this, a Long Island-based stock scheme perpetrated by a Texas man is earning him jail time. Take a listen to this.
On Friday, 68-year-old Michael Watts of Sugarland, Texas, received 5 years plus 3 years supervised release in Central Islip at the U.S. Eastern District Court for a $147 million Melville pump and dump operation. He was convicted in 2019 of securities fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering. Watts is also ordered to pay more than $4.4 million in restitution to investors and forfeit more than $500,000 in assets. Jonathan O'Halloran, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan O'Halloran, for that one. Yeah, some bump and dump action. What a game there, huh? What do you think? So there you go. Consumer Energy will be burying 10 miles of electric lines in six counties in Grand Rapids, Michigan this year. Greg Salisbury, the vice president of electric distribution engineer, says that they have only about 15% of the lines underground, and burying them will help produce outages.
Once we're underground, the primary risk is just making sure that people call MISDIG whenever they're going to be planting shrubs or doing work with equipment in their yards, because there is electric lines under there.
Yeah, that's a fun time right there. Allegan and Ottawa counties in West Michigan are among the locations where the work will be done over the next decade. Consumers plan to bury around 5,000 of its 50,000 power lines. Also, Greg went as far as saying that the only change for people with buried power lines will be that they'll have to call Miss Doug to the lines.
But beyond that, there's really not a lot to worry about in terms of outages.
Yeah, that's normally how it goes. That's the fun stuff about it in regards of the lines being buried. So there you go. Some stuff right there. Do you live in an area where the lines are buried? Well, here in Florida, where I am located, they're buried all right. And, yeah, it doesn't take much to people remember that you have to call if something does, if you're about to dig. So there you go. Anyway, take a listen to this. Two brothers are hospitalized after they shot each other in Westland Saturday. This is coming out of Michigan as well. Anya Graham is a woman who lives in the neighborhood and says it's unusual to see police there.
I think it's a really sad situation. I think a lot of things could be avoided and don't have to result in death.
Their father had died on Friday, but police say that it's not clear if his death played a role in the violence. The shots were fired in the area of Van Bourne Road and Marshall Drive in Fairfield Glade neighborhood. Take a listen to this, what Anya had to say as well.
I saw the police cars, and I thought it was really abnormal.
Cool. I'm glad you thought it was abnormal. It shouldn't be a normal thing, because that's kind of weird. Anyways, with that being said, let's do some Road to the White House March 11th version.
Road to the White House 2024. President Biden is back on the campaign trail. He spoke at a campaign event in Atlanta on Saturday. Trying to build momentum from his recent State of the Union address, Biden spoke about the future he wants for America.
We see a future where we define democracy and defend it, not diminish it. We see a future where we defend the basic freedoms, not take them away.
Also in Georgia, over the weekend, former President Trump spoke at a rally on the same day as Biden. He used the event to thank his supporters for getting him to where he is and urged them to vote this November. He also took some shots at Biden, saying his immigration and economic policies have destroyed America. I'm Jim Forbes.
Okay, thank you, Jim Forbes, for that. In regards to talking about everything that is going on, take a listen to this. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is urging progressives to back President Biden in November, despite objections to the president's approach to Israel-Hamas war.
If you believe that climate change is real, you got to vote for President Biden. If you believe that women have a right to control their own bodies, you got to vote for President Biden.
Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Sanders said that the contrast between Biden's and the Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is day and night. Most people say night and day, but he said day and night. He said that the election of Trump would be disastrous for the country. While he said that voters need to come together to reelect Biden, he added that they must demand a progressive agenda. Sanders has called on the administration to cut off military aid to Israel over the mounting civilian death toll in Gaza. Also, Sanders says that the U.S. can't allow children in Gaza to suffer.
We are looking at the possibility of hundreds of thousands of children starving to death. The United States of America cannot be complicit in this mass slaughter of children.
So always some stuff going on with all of this information that goes on during this time. No doubt about that. Take a listen to this coming out of Washington, D.C. A Senate Republican who was the top negotiator in the failed bipartisan voter bill says that President Biden can take the executive actions now to address the crisis at the border.
President Biden could do remain in Mexico right now. In fact, a court has ordered him to leave that process in place. So that process is in place. That policy could be actually implemented right now. Again, that's one of the executive actions that President Biden chooses not to be able to enforce.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Oklahoma Senator James Lankford said that he doesn't believe in any type of border legislation will pass this year. He said that not only did former President Trump do a better job at the border than Biden, but even former President Obama did a better job. The Senate did hit a snag after Republicans said that it did not do enough to stop the flow of illegals crossing. While Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is criticizing President Biden for his border policy, he gives high marks to Biden's former boss.
President Obama enforced the border much better than President Biden did with the exact same set of laws. If President Biden doesn't want to enforce it the way President Trump did, at least enforce it like President Obama did.
So, a lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking. Let's do one more. The U.S. Department of Justice Special Counsel Robert Hur is set to testify before a Republican-led House panel on Tuesday. Scott Carr has more.
Hur was asked by members of the Republican-led House to investigate President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents, though ultimately declined to bring any criminal charges against the president, saying the facts stopped short of finding that Biden had willfully retained classified material. His public testimony will be held before the House Judiciary Committee, led by Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
Okay, thank you, Scott Carr, for that. It is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so you know what it is. It's that time to do that thing.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, main story, Rated R Safety Show. It's time to hang out. It's time to talk. It is time to do all kinds of fun stuff. And listen, you know, they all can't be deep, dark, and cruel intended as we are talking. You know, sometimes we get to do some things in life that we don't expect. But I always wonder this one thing that I wonder about, and let me kind of tread lightly here. Are you always prepared to kind of jump into action when needed? Are you ready to jump in and do things that might be sometimes unexpected? That could be in a work environment, personal life environment. You know, sometimes you had to step out of your comfort zone and do some things just to get information over. Just to make sure that maybe the way that you're trying to bridge the gap, and we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, but how you try to bridge some of these gaps in regards of bringing different information or maybe even different approaches that might not be the most comfortable in the world? Are you ready to do some of those as needed to move forward? I'm just asking the question because you know that there are times that conversations can get heated at work. They can get heated in your personal life, and you might have to take, quote unquote, a different approach that might not be what exactly most people would expect. Now, I don't think I'm talking crazy here today, but it wouldn't be a surprise if I was. But also at the same time, too, as I look at this, I go, well, things can get weird from time to time. So yesterday, it was one of those opportunities in life for me where, you know, things don't always go as planned. And I will tell you this next thing that I'm going to tell you, sometimes I don't feel okay doing things out of my comfort zone. I mean, I always try to be as honest as possible as you and I are having discussions about things that are going on. So yesterday, as I'm hanging out doing the thing with the family, because that's what I do most weekends, I'm hanging out and I'm doing some stuff. I'm with my youngest daughter. I'm with my wife. We're doing some things. And all of a sudden, I get that call of action to do the uncomfortable. And sometimes, when you have to do the uncomfortable, it can be really uncomfortable. And I mean uncomfortable where it's cringeworthy. So, let me show you this. It's going to be interesting if you were on the radio aspect. If you're on the video aspect, you'll see it. But if you're on the radio, we'll discuss as we are going, and I guess also on the podcast. So let's flip this over. And this is what happened to me yesterday. So, yes, unbeknownst to me, I'm hanging out doing the stuff that I get to do. And I get summoned to do a different approach. And, you know, when you're trying to talk to your kids from time to time and telling them that, you know, they can do anything, and all of a sudden you get called to action to do something, well, things do happen. Well, I'm in good old Harry Potter land is what we'll call it here, and I get summoned to the stage, unbeknownst to me that I was going to be pulled. And all of a sudden, I end up with a boa and dancing on a stage, something I definitely did not expect on my typical Sunday to do. But, you know, sometimes you have to do these call to actions that are unexpected. And that was that moment in time for me. So my question to you, as you're going through this torturing dancing move that I'm going through, I mean, the females are doing great. They know what they're doing. I have no clue what I'm doing. But this is the thing. Are you able to step out of the norm when needed to do some things that people might go, well, that's kind of questionable, but to bring attention to what needs to be attention brought to? Now, listen, I'll do this to act silly in front of anybody to get my point across. So not the most comfortable moment in my life, but hey, these are the things that happen from time to time. So if you get a chance, you can watch the video. If not, I would probably strongly recommend that you sit it out and just hang out with listening to the audio portion, especially on the radio side of the house. So there you go. Some stuff right there. Are you okay with stepping out of your comfort zone when you need to? Maybe that's the thing that you should think about today. How can you merge things when you need them to merge? The whole point here is not so much that I got on a stage and got to dance in front of a whole bunch of people that I did not know, but looking at it from the standpoint that from time to time, you might need to do something that's different just to make sure that you can garner enough attention to drive your point forward. So if you're telling your kids they can do anything and you get called out to the carpet, in this case to the stage, are you ready to do that yourself? Maybe that's the question to ask.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. BIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. BIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
Right.
Okay, there you go. 43 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out, doing our thing. This right here is the Rated R Safety Show. Song that's playing, Rhythm of Violence by Beach Love. You can give it a little streamer emer action if you'd like.
Hear the music now.
Yeah, you can do that. You know, you can give it a little stream, YouTube Music, Apple Music, Spotify, some always good times with some of this music we play around here. Yep. Thanks to Beach Love for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time. Yeah, look, take a listen real quick.
But I don't mind, cause the way that she lies makes me feel so alive. So alive.
Do you feel so alive?
Rhythm awaits, waiting for my bones to break.
Okay, so there you go. Thanks to Beach Love for allowing us to play this one more time here on the Rated R Safety Show, hour number one of the Jay Allen in the Morning Show, just in case. 3 hour show, 1 hour on video. That's the first hour that we deem the Rated R Safety Show. Hour two and three will be on Radio Big if you want to come over to that side of the house. And apparently, you know, this announcement that I need to talk about with Radio Big, I've been delayed. I can't share more. I'm hoping that by the end of the week I'll be able to share it, but it's becoming extremely slow. And by the way, I don't know if I should talk about this, but I guess I already started talking about it, so here we go. If you listen to the pre-accident investigation over the weekend with Todd Conklin, well, some information was disclosed that I wasn't sure if it was being disclosed. Apparently, the next Conklin conference has been started to be talked about on the pre-accident investigation. Timeline, when it's going down, location, and all that stuff. Listen, tickets are not available yet. So let me make sure that I'm clear, because some people are going to want to know that. The closer we get to the event, I'll give you more information. And of course, closer could be as early as next week. But, you know, things are not final. But apparently, Todd was ready to start talking about it. So that's what's going on. If you heard the rumors, well, now you know. So let's get into it. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime. And that is not a joke as I say some of this stuff, because, you know, it's important to discuss a little bit of everything. But I want to tell you about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. So no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. The moment you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side, if you're on the website, and click on the section that says Find Help. There's going to be all kinds of information talking about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. That's just to name a few. Once you get there, all of this info is there. We'll give you resources on where to go. They'll give you resources on what to do. If you're saying, hey, this is not for me, that's okay. There are stories that are there, stuff that you can read over to have a better understanding on what's going on. Maybe you could help someone else in the long run. You never know when this information might come back where that you go, okay, this is something that I need to be able to discuss with others just for the sake of doing so. You just never know when that might be the case. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other stuff. But just in case, one more time, TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Okay, let's talk about this. Awkward relationships. Researchers have a new theory about the oldest sibling tend to make more money than the younger sibling. A working paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Researchers say that the higher sickness rates among younger siblings could affect the future earnings. The researchers found that the younger siblings that were 2 to 3 times as likely as their older siblings to be hospitalized for respiratory conditions conditions during the first year of their lives. The disparity was the largest when the second child was born in the fall or the winter, when respiratory illness are more common. It's possible that infants with older siblings have more virus exposure thanks to the older sibling who is often in child care and brings home viruses. Mwah! He did it on purpose. That's what people are going to say. So there you go. So laughing at your boss's dumb jokes can lower your job satisfaction. A new study has found that bosses who make too many jokes can actually harm employees' well-being. The study published by the Academy of Management Journal looked at how leader humor puts pressure on subordinates to engage in surface acting. Yeah, I did say surface acting, which includes faking or exaggerating positive reactions. It found that bosses who make too many jokes actually increase the amount of surface acting employees do, which can then lead to emotional exhaustion or burnout and a lower level of job satisfaction. The researchers say that the study suggests that bosses need to be more thoughtful about how they express their humor. I know. Like, how many times can you fake laugh that you got a nose gag? You know what I'm saying? So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of that multiverse. So do you laugh at your boss's, call it shitty jokes? I mean, some people do that all the time. I mean, to each their own. I just think it gets weird from time to time if you kind of overdo it. But then if you start laughing at some of those things, what other gags are you willing to laugh at?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Mwah, trying to be entertaining? Who knows? Let's talk about this real quick. If you have a student loans, you can deduct $2,500 in interest, but there are limits. Listen to what Christian Mark has to say.
Neil Frankel, a longtime CPA with his own practice in New York City, says the big one is how much you make.
To single people, it's $75,000. And for married people, it's $155,000. $75,000 when $155,000.
Frankel says it starts to dwindle after that.
By about $100,000, $200,000, you get nothing. Okay? Not really fair, but it is what it is.
Other requirements include no one claiming you as a dependent, and your filing status can't be married filing separately, and you must have a qualified student loan. The IRS defines that as a loan you took out solely to pay qualified higher education expenses that were for you, your spouse, or dependent when taking out the loan. It also had to have been for education provided during an academic period for an eligible student and paid or incurred within a reasonable period of time before or after taking out the loan. You can't claim the deduction, for example, on a qualified employer plan. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Kristen Marks, for that information right there. Some stuff to think about if you are, taking a look at some student loan stuff. There is no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Sandy. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant." Great quote. I grew up in a small town in farm country. When I was about 12, I started working on a farm. I learned quite a bit working there. The family I worked with also lived in town, but we would drive out each day and do whatever project was needed that day. I remember planting season and harvest season, and I remember thinking that was it. Boy, was I wrong. There is so much to do between the two. And if you don't do it, there won't be much of a harvest. In life, if you want to get more, be sure you're planting more seeds of success, and then make sure to care for them too.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Frostbitten fans from a Dolphins-Chiefs game in Kansas City back in January might need amputations. That's according to Dr. Megan Garcia, the medical director at Grossman Burn Center. She said that 70% of people who got frostbite in the below-zero temps are now being told to schedule amputation procedures. She believes the number of amputations will involve between 10 and 20 people. A University of South Dakota fraternity is donating stem cells in a major effort to save lives. USD Sigma Alpha Epsilon has 33 members in the chapter. They're all on the stem cell donor list. Be the match. One member, Cale Sutton, was recently called as a match, and he was flown down to Houston by the National Marrow Donor Program, where he donated stem cells by giving blood. They will be allowed to meet with consent after one calendar year. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Warning, listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date as I take a look at 2020. Let's see. COVID-19 is declared a pandemic by the head of the World Health Organization. At the time, there was 121,564 cases reported worldwide and over 4,000 deaths. Also that year, Harvey Weinstein is sentenced to 23 years in prison for a criminal sex act and rape in New York. Hours later, he is rushed to the hospital for ongoing heart issues in a complication related to back surgery. The accusation against the disgraced movie producer, also credited with giving life to Me Too movement. That happened back on this day in 2020. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Chase Crawford turns 28. Jodie Comer and Anthony Davis both turned 31. Jude DeMrost turns 32. Paul Wall turns 43. Johnny Knoxville turns 53. Terrence Howard turns 55. Lisa Loeb turns 56. Bobby McFerrin turned 74, and Rupert Murdoch, yeah, that guy, he turns 93 today. Yeah, 93. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's World Plumbing Day, National Dream Day, National Wash Your Nose Day. Yeah, I did say nose, just in case. National Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day, Fill Our Staplers Day, and Commonwealth Day. What exactly do you do on National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day? I've never heard of that. So there you go. Some things to talk about, because there's always things to talk about around here. No doubt about it. So what else do we got? Let's talk about Did You Know. A university in London report says that 90% of young women say that filters or edits of all of their photos before posting them online. This includes evening out skin tones, whitening of teeth, reshaping their jaw and nose lines, and even shaving off some weight. A professor involved with the project said that he had some of the young people involved on the survey tell him that they feel overwhelmed by images that are too perfect and too obsessed with narrow definition of beauty. So all teenagers' friends' lips don't look like that. Okay, so this just got a question for you. So there you go. So if you need a if you need a joke for today, try this one. The hour I lost yesterday was the hour I was planning on going to the gym. So damn. And also, a college education is one of the few things that a person is willing to pay for and not get. So there you go. I gave you a backup just in case if you're not in a time change zone. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What movie scene gives you goosebumps each time that you watch it? Hold on. What movies are we talking about? Because there's a lot of stuff here. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Question, 93% of people can identify this smell in 1 second. What is it? Peanut butter. Yeah, peanut butter is that odor that people can identify in un segundo. So there you go. So anyways, thank you for hanging out with me and doing the things that we get to do together on this lovely, lovely Monday. At the top of the hour, Sheldon Primus will be taking over on Safety FM. If you want to continue hanging out with me and you're not on Radio Big, you can go over to Radio Big. We'll talk about the world of entertainment. We'll talk about what the hell was going on last night in the Oscars. We'll talk about some new stuff, and then we'll play some fantastic music. The reason that I know that it's fantastic is because I get to handpick it for the most part. So there you go. So thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. There is no doubt about that. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Study while others are sleeping, work while others are loafing, prepare while others are playing, and dream while others are wishing. I'm going to tell you something. You do those steps, it's going to take you to places that you never expected it to. That is for sure. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.